Justin, you know, I'm thinking about last names and how that relates to whatever they do in life. And I'm thinking when you think about Vanderbilt, certainly a university also known for its academics, I'm thinking Justin's school. I think that's like a perfect school for you.
Exactly, yep.
So Clifton, Virginia, how did you end up in Nashville?
I took a visit to Vanderbilt. They were interested. I mean, when I was getting recruited, my big thing is I wanted to get a very good education. And so I knew Vanderbilt was a great school, and I took a visit here, and just kind of everything fell into place. It was exactly what I was looking for in a school.
Justin, when we go down the list as far as defensive fronts, not only we talk about just how good they are in the SEC, but on the national landscape, you at left tackle, you have to deal with that week in and week out. What is that like mentally for you?
I mean, you know, every week you're going to get a great player. I mean, and that was the same whether I was on the right side or the left side. And so it's just kind of you got to bring your A game every week and prepare the same week. No matter who you're playing, you know that one of their better athletes is going to be a defensive end, and you got to do your job and keep Kyle upright.
Fill in the blank here. I'd rather be doing this than allowing somebody to hit my quarterback.
Ooh, that's tough. I'd rather be doing.
Because, I mean, how personally do you take that?
Oh, I take it very personal, very personal. I mean, that's my job. That's why I'm here, is to protect Kyle and help in the run game. So it's very personal to me when Kyle gets hit.
How has Kyle changed as far as in huddles? I remember visiting with him last year, and he was talking about one of the things that he has learned where he had a tough time when things didn't go his way as far as in particular play, and he talked about just maturing on the field. Have you seen that?
Yes, very much so. From our freshman year until now, I mean, Kyle's just got more of a presence about himself now. He's very confident, and he doesn't get too high, and he doesn't get too low. If he throws an incomplete pass, he comes back to the huddle the same way as if he just threw a 60-yard pass for a completion. He's just very even keel, which I think is very key to our offense and not letting us get too high or too low.
You know, it's one of these things we often talk about, especially looking at an upcoming season, the fact that last year is last year, not unless you use some of the things that, say, went wrong and utilize those things to help you have future success. What can you learn from last year, and especially like the loss to Alabama, that 59-0 game, for example?
I think it's just handling success more and not, like I said, with Kyle, how he doesn't get too high and too low. I think as a team we can do a better job of that, is not getting too high when we have big wins, but not getting too low when we lose. It's just trying to maintain that even keel and stay consistent throughout the season.
What do you and your teammates have to do for people to talk more about Vanderbilt as far as what transpires on the football field?
We just try and come to work every day and compete in everything we do. And so I think if we compete in everything we do, things will take care of themselves.
Derek Mason as a head coach, if you had to describe him to somebody asking you that question, what would you say? How would you describe him?
A very passionate guy who gives everything he's got into everything he does. Wherever he is, he's given 100% effort and focus into what he's doing. And he's very much a player's coach and wants the best for us.
What's it like as far as balancing a tough major at the same time also being productive on the football field?
It can have its challenges at times, but they do a very good job helping us with when we have study hall, tutors and stuff. But you just have to vary time management, you know, block out your times, and you don't have much time for anything other than school and football during the season especially.
One of the things that you can take away from last year, the great start, you know, the nice 3-0 start before things didn't quite go the way that you wanted. Obviously, you look at the season as far as the schedule, we look at those first three games, back-to-back home games, Middle Tennessee, then Nevada, and then the road trip to Notre Dame. I know it's one game at a time, but I look at those three games as an opportunity to establish yourself in 2018.
Yes. I mean, every year you want to start out strong, and so the biggest thing for us is just finishing summer workouts strong and having a great camp, because if you don't have a great camp, you can't have a great season. So that's our big focus, is just having a very good camp this year.
I mean, we go back to a team like Alabama that won the national championship, and last year they battled, you know, injuries, especially at linebacker. And, you know, and I think that when you talk about doing the day-in and day-out things, it's important to build depth. So, injuries are part of the game, obviously. And so it's important for when that situation happens, individuals to be ready mentally and physically, ready to go in and fill that role.
Yes, very much so. And like we've been talking this week, I think our offensive line is great. We have all five returners coming back this year, but we also have a lot of other guys that have experience and are pushing the older guys. And you have guys like Jared Southers and Cole Clemens who are pushing these older guys. so no one gets complacent, but also the depth and experience in case things were to happen.
Justin, with regards to what you go up against day in and day out, I remember 2 years ago we were talking about the Vanderbilt defense, and then you know Adam Butler, Zach Cunningham, they graduate to the NFL level. Last year, you know, to me, up the middle, that was a tough area to, you know, fill those shoes, fill those roles. How can the offense help the defense and vice versa week in and week out?
I think just competing in everything we do. You know, when we go against each other, it's best on best, and just trying to give our best so that we know we're getting the best effort from each other and making each other better. Iron sharpens iron.
I've talked to Kyle about this, and first of all, one of the first things that he states, he talks about, you know, appreciating the fan base. At the same time, you know, I've been in Nashville since 86, and it's one of these things where when you think about goals as far as some of the older alumni, if you're bowl eligible, that's great. And one of the things that Kyle has talked to me about wanting to change that as far as is, and it starts inside that locker room, changing those expectations, meaning that's not acceptable. Yeah, it's great. That's a nice starting point. But Kyle Shermer and the rest of you, the way he talks, that you want more.
Yes, very much so. I think everyone's with the same goal. We just bowl eligible is great, but we obviously want bigger and better things. And that just starts taking it one game at a time, though, starting with MTSU.
25 consecutive starts. What does that mean as far as you personally?
It's great. I mean, you obviously don't come in looking for the individual accolades. You just want to help the team win. So anything I can do to help our team win, keeping Kyle upright or opening the holes in the run game is what I'm looking to do.
Got to ask this, too. What does it mean for you to be able to represent Vanderbilt at SEC Media Days?
It's a very great honor. I was very honored when they decided to choose me. It's awesome. It's going to be a very fun day.
We wish you the best. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.